keeping you informed. This is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 News.
In honor of Earth Week, U.S. Department of Agriculture Rural Development Kansas State Director Christy Davis announces more than $5.3 million for 7 clean energy projects to lower energy bills, expand access to domestic biofuels, and create jobs and new market opportunities for Kansas farmers, ranchers, and businesses. Davis said, quote, the USDA is helping expand access to clean energy and fueling options that promote energy independence and save Kansans money. We are excited to partner with farms and small businesses to address energy solutions, economic growth, and keep rural communities strong. A lot of Kansas projects going on. One in the area would be a $452,500 grant, which will help purchase and install miscellaneous energy-efficient equipment for Naseka Energy LLC of Scandia. The project estimated to save 1.181 kilowatt hours per year, enough energy to power 111 homes. There are other projects going on. You can read more at sunflowerstateradio.com. In the background, the Rural Energy for America program helps agricultural producers and rural business, small business owners expand their use of wind, solar, geothermal, and small hydropower energy and make energy efficiency improvements. These innovations help increase their income, grow their business, address climate change, and lower energy costs. Again, you can read more at katycountry94.com. Also, Kansas Governor Laura Kelly signed Senate Bill 458 yesterday, reforming the Kansas Standard Asset Seizure and Forfeiture Act. The bill establishes new guidelines for asset forfeiture, improving due process for property owners, increasing governmental accountability, and not unduly interfering with federal assistance to local law enforcement and asset forfeiture. Kelly said, quote, this bill represents a significant step forward in ensuring fairness and accountability in asset forfeiture proceedings. These reforms will protect the rights of property owners and promote greater transparency in law enforcement practices. For many Kansans whose property has been seized, the cost of recovering it is often greater than its value. Senate Bill 458 introduces key reforms to the process of Kansans recovering property that they have had seized, including permitting courts to award attorney fees to certain claimants who get an order returning their property. You can read more about that at katycountry94.com as well. Today's community calendar is brought to you by Heart Choices Pregnancy and Parenting Resource Center, offering free pregnancy tests, pregnancy counseling, and parenting classes at 6th and Independence in Beloit and their satellite location in Concordia, Osborne, and Smith Center. You can call 738-3433 for an appointment or check them out at their website, www.heartchoicesbeloit.com. Well, due to the lack of rain, water levels for the river are low. Kansas Division of Water Resources has issued notice regarding low water levels at this time. No restrictions impacting the city of Beloit have been issued. However, the city does want to share the information so everyone can be mindful of water consumption going into the weekend. Again, there are no restrictions, but with water levels low in the river, reduced water use now will hopefully help as they move into the summer months. Save water there. That message to the city of Beloit residents. That's the news this hour on KD Country 94 and Z96.3 Through the Lake. I'm Dusty Dinas.
Your number one source for local sports in north central Kansas. This is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 Sports.
Got him looking. And the Royals have won back-to-back 3-2 games against the Blue Jays.
Now, we have more on the Royals win coming up in this sportscast. We also look at local sports. St. John's Tipton has a new football coach. The schedule for today, the Kansas City Chiefs set for the draft tonight, and an update on the NBA and NHL playoffs. It's all coming up in this sportscast on KD Country 94 and Z96.3 The Lake. The St. John's Tipton football team has a new coach, and it is Lance Bergman. Bergman has not been a football coach during his career, but he has been the head coach of the St. John's Tipton basketball teams and has done that for quite some time. He took over as a St. John's basketball coach 2009-10 season, and then in the first year of the cooperative in 2010-11, he began coaching the Blue Jays then. He's led them to 6 state tournament appearances, including a 1A Division II state championship back in 2014 on the basketball side. But again, this is the first football coaching gig for Lance Bergman, the new head coach of the St. John's Tipton Blue Jay football team. You can read more at ncksports.com. Lakeside senior Ian Kersine has been named the ncksports.com Cunningham Fiber Athlete of the Week. Kersine had an outstanding day at the Kansas 8-Man Football Association State Powerlifting Meet this past Saturday, claiming the overall state championship in the 165-pound weight class, lifting a total of 955 pounds, 80 pounds more than his closest competitor. On his way to the overall title, he finished first place in two of the three lifts. In the bench, he lifted 290 pounds, besting his top competitor by 30 pounds, and he also won the squat at 400 pounds, also 30 pounds better than second place. He actually finished in a tie for first in the clean at 265 pounds, but due to his overall weight being just a pound and a half heavier than the competitor, he ended up second in the event in the end. This was Kersine's first overall state title. He had success the past two seasons at state, finishing third place in each 2022 and 2023 at 181 pounds, but again, the 165-pound champion, Ian Kersine. State powerlifting is our NCKSSports.com Cunningham Fiber Athlete of the Week. We need your help finding the athlete of the week. We'll announce the winners each week, and you can nominate an athlete from any school sport. When college football, K-State announced on Wednesday that they'll open their 2025 season across the Atlantic in the Emerald Isle. The Wildcats will play in the Aer Lingus College Football Classic in Dublin, Ireland, August 23rd of 2025 against Big 12 foe Iowa State. The game will be the first ever Big 12 matchup in Ireland. K-State coach Chris Klieman said in a statement, quote, "We couldn't be more excited to be chosen to play in the Aer Lingus College Football Classic. Our players and staff are excited to expose our program to a global audience, and the cultural experience will also be a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity for all of Wildcat Nation," unquote. For more on the K-State football team heading to Ireland, visit kstatesports.com. Well, as heard at the beginning of this sportscast, the Royals stayed on the winning track with a 3-2 victory over the Blue Jays Wednesday night at Kauffman Stadium. They took a 2-0 lead early with RBI singles from Salvador Perez in the first, Michael Garcia in the second. After pitching 4 1/3 scoreless innings, Royals starter Alec Marsh took a line drive off his right forearm, and despite fueling the ball and getting it out, he exited the game in the fifth. Despite giving up just two hits, he ended with a no decision due to the early exit. George Springer hit a solo homer to give the Blue Jays a run in the fifth, but the Royals answered with an RBI single from Bobby Witt Jr. in the bottom of the inning. Toronto added another run in the sixth, but the Royals finished off with three straight scoreless innings from the bullpen. James MacArthur notched his sixth save of the year. Royals manager Matt Quatrero on the offense in the win.
That was a opportunistic, you know, couple, you know, Bobby stealing, getting the error. That was a good way to start. Salvi driving him in. You know, the ball when Izzy was running, Michael, good swing on that ball to go first to third. So, I mean, we're going to have to do that. We, you know, the long ball wasn't part of it tonight, so it was good to you know, still only three runs, but that's, you know, made the pitching made it stand up.
Kansas City is now 15-10 with the win, and they finished their four-game set with the Blue Jays at 1-10 this afternoon. Cole Reagans takes the mound, 0-2 with a 4.32 ERA for the Royals against Jose Berrios of the Blue Jays, who is 4-0 with a .85 ERA. When football, the NFL draft gets underway tonight in Detroit. The Chicago Bears have the number one pick. They're expected to take USC quarterback Caleb Williams. The Commanders have the second pick. LSU quarterback Jaden Daniels among the candidates for Washington. The Patriots, Cardinals, and Chargers round out the top five picks. The Chiefs have the last pick of the first round due to their Super Bowl win at number 32. Many mock drafts have the Chiefs taking a wide receiver due to the uncertainty of the Rashee Rice situation, but Chiefs GM Brett Veach gave his thoughts heading into the draft.
I think once you get past like pick 35 or 40, most of those guys are gone. So if you're picking in the top 10, it's a great offensive line class. If you're picking in the top 15, it's a great offensive line class. If you're picking 32 and 64, you got a shot maybe here or there. So I think that goes into, you know, the additional work we put in and putting a strategy together and what guys might be worth a move depending on how it all plays out and, you know, what other positions are going to provide top end value if say an O-lineman or receiver isn't there. And, you know, do you go corner? Do you go defensive line? I think that there are some interesting pockets there. So I think the good thing is, like every year, there's a lot of good players.
Draft will begin at 7 o'clock tonight on ABC, ESPN, and the NFL Network. The NBA playoffs on Wednesday night, the Miami Heat winning over the Celtics 111-101 in Game 2 in Boston to tie that series in the East at 1 each. The Thunder cruising to a 124-92 win over the Pelicans to take a 2-0 lead in that series. Games on the docket here tonight in the East in the third game in Orlando. Cleveland has a 2-0 lead. The Magic host at 6 o'clock tonight. Also, the Knicks lead the Sixers 2-0 with Game 3 at 6:30 tonight. And the Nuggets have a 2-0 lead on the Lakers. Game 3 is at 9 o'clock here tonight. Also, the Stanley Cup playoffs going on Wednesday. The Bruins beat the Maple Leafs 4-2. Game 3 in the East, the Golden Knights over the Stars. Game 2 in the West, 3-1 to take a 2-0 series lead. And the Kings won 5-4 in overtime in the West first round game two. Coming up here this evening, the Panthers and Lightning play at 6 o'clock in game three. Panthers have a 2-0 series lead there. Hurricanes lead the Islanders 2-0 game three at 6:30 tonight in New York. That's a look at sports on your sports leader in North Central Kansas, Katy Country 94 and Z96 Point through the Lake. Sportscast is brought to you by Zachary's Ace Hardware in Beloit. I'm Dusty Donis.